It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in these markets today?
You know, overnight we saw an explosion in the markets, especially in the grains, primarily in the wheat market. You know, we shot up. We were trading 50 cents higher at one point. I think a lot of the support coming from, you know, concerns that we aren't going to get all the spring wheat planted, even though, well, yesterday was the last planting date for the rest of the of North Dakota, northern Minnesota. It'll be interesting to see just where the acres falls into play as far as spring wheat planting is concerned. But we're also seeing a little bit of a pushback to Russia. They're trying to push to get shipments or exports out of the Black Sea or out of Ukraine a little bit faster than what the UN and a lot of other countries are willing to do. So I think that pushback, there's going to be a meeting on Wednesday. I think we'll learn a lot more on that day.
Right. What's not hot with these markets then?
You know, cattle had a good week last week. I think they're going to maybe see a little bit of trouble this week just because we're seeing some strength in the grains. Also, I think the grains seeing a little bit of support from the EPA's announcement that, you know, for the biofuels mandate or for the renewable fuels mandate. That's certainly going to be somewhat supportive as we came up with some decent numbers there. You know, about as expected, but I mean, at least it's in print now. But I think we could see the livestock sector kind of struggle off of that. The stock market has been struggling, had a nice recovery here a couple weeks ago, but we haven't really seen a lot of push in it since.
Is that more of a demand concern driven with this livestock market?
You know, it is. I mean, you know, domestic demand has slowed down. We're still seeing good exports, but domestic demand has slowed down a little bit because of the high cost of energies, the high cost, you know, with the interest rates increasing. So the consumer dollar is having to be stretched a little bit further, and that means that, of course, you're buying a little bit less of the higher protein costs, and, of course, beef and pork are two of those big ones.
It's Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.